So as I was at prayer, preparing to give this homily, I was reminded of a homily that I had heard many years ago now. The very first homily that Pope Benedict gave in St. Peter's Square after his inauguration mass. It struck me so deeply that the last paragraph of his homily, I got on the internet, the Vatican website, copied and pasted it, put it on 8.5 by 11, blew it up, put it there, printed it off, and I kept it in my pocket for months and for months. In the homily, it's kind of funny, Pope Benedict was referring to another homily of Pope John Paul II. In fact, Pope John Paul's first homily. This is getting very complicated, I know. But if you're going to steal, you steal from the best, right? In reference to John Paul, Benedict stated, this invitation to not be afraid. And Pope Benedict went on to speak that John Paul was inviting the nations of the world who had pushed Jesus out, who were afraid of Christianity, the communist countries, his own experience of growing up behind the Iron Curtain. He was speaking to those countries about their fear in allowing the gospel message to be proclaimed there. And he was saying, do not be afraid to open wide the doors to Jesus. He said, where there is oppression, where there is injustice, where there is abuse of power, all of these things will be taken from you if you allow the gospel message to come. But nothing of life that makes it valuable, nothing of life that makes it beautiful and precious. So then Pope Benedict continued, and he simply said, aren't we all a little afraid? That if we open wide the doors to Christ Jesus, that he's going to take something from our life that makes it beautiful and wonderful. And I don't know how many other people caught this, but I sure the heck did as a seminarian sitting there in the choir, listening to him speak. He said, I can assure you from a life lived in relationship with Jesus, that he will take nothing from you that makes life good and beautiful and precious. He will take nothing from you that makes life worth living. He will only take sin and oppression and bondage. And so then Benedict invited everyone listening to open wide the doors to Christ, not just the nations, but every one of us in our hearts to throw open wide the doors. I was going to write a paper one day on the obstacles to saying yes to the gospel message. That was going to be my license thesis or whatever and stuff like that. Never got around to it. Today in the gospel, my brothers and sisters, those words could be addressed to Herod. Herod is so caught up in the worldly pursuit of power and of maintaining that power that he actually conspires to destroy the long-awaited Messiah of God. Herod is conspiring against God's plan to bring about a savior for his people, to restore the nation, to do all of these wonderful things. Herod's like, it's not me doing it, so this person needs to go. There is so much fear in Herod. Fear that leads him to destroying the innocent children, the innocent boys born in Bethlehem. There is so much fear. Herod is not free. If he was a good king, if he was free, what he would have done is he would have gone with them and he would have brought the Holy Family back to Jerusalem. He would have provided for their need. He would have protected the child, the Messiah, until the time of his manifestation. But rather, he goes to destroy him. My brothers and sisters, are we afraid of Jesus? Are we afraid that if we say yes to him and open our hearts wide to him, to welcome him into the palace of our heart, that he will take something from me? He will take something from life that makes it good and precious and beautiful. If I say yes, I know he's going to do it. He's going to rob something from me. Don't we all possess a little bit of that fear? Now, back in November, I had to repent. This might not be like Catholic terminology so much. I've been hanging out with a lot of non-Catholics these days. I had to repent for this fear because I had recognized that I had blamed Jesus for calling me to the priesthood. And anytime anything went difficult in my life, I would say, well, it's your fault. You're the one that called me to the priesthood. And I had to repent from that. And Jesus made it abundantly clear that there is no brokenness in my call to be a priest. There is no destruction in that call. My brothers and sisters, the three wise men bring gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, and we often think of what they represent of who Jesus is: priest, prophet, king. The incense, the priestly offering of prayer. The prophet, the one that speaks those painful words in the midst of crisis in order to draw the people into hope. Like the bitter smell, the bitter sweetness of myrrh. And then the gold, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But those three gifts also represent us, my brothers and sisters. They are also parts of who we are being brought forward and given to Jesus. The incense is our prayer. You know, the beautiful thing about praying is when you pray, you recognize by speaking the prayer that you are not God. It starts out just by praying. You put everything in its right place. I am not God and you are. That requires honest humility. The gold can represent for us all that we possess, all that we have, all that has value to us, our homes, even our families, our cars, our possessions, everything. We are invited to make a gift of that as well. And lastly, the gift of myrrh. Myrrh, that oil that anoints the body in death. It represents our life, everything that we possess, and our death. All there, the gift of ourself. So it's not just honoring who Jesus is, but it is revealing every part of who we are, and the invitation for ourselves to make this complete gift of ourself to Him. I will conclude today's homily in the same way that Pope Benedict, I've mentioned all these popes, I'm confusing which one is which, the way that Pope Benedict ended his homily. In my 44 years of experience of living life, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you in all truth and in all honesty that at no point has my yes to Jesus depleted my life. At no point has my yes to Jesus ever depleted and taken anything from me. For my life is still filled with everything that is good. And I say that to you as a brother, speaking to any fears that are there. I just offer you the witness of my life. Now, there are times when I have believed, and I, as I said earlier, I had to repent from that. Where I had believed that God had stripped stuff from my life, taken things from me in my yes to Him. But it was not true. It was a lie. And so all I can do is stand before you and encourage you, if there is any fear within you about giving your yes to Jesus, my brothers and sisters, He will not deplete your life. He will not take from you that which makes life precious and good and beautiful. He will not rob you of that. In fact, He will give to you a freedom in life so that even the life that you possess, you will possess in an even greater way. It will have more meaning than it has ever had before when you give it to Him. And so that is my invitation for us. Do not be afraid. Our Lord Jesus loves each and every one of us and desires to bring new life for us all. Amen.